sitting at the feet of the master teacher, March 6. We learn to speak the language of Canaan. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, Deuteronomy 32:2. We are to be witnesses for Christ, and this we shall be when we grow up daily into the full stature of men and women in Christ. It is our privilege to grow more and more like Him every day. Then we shall acquire the power to express our love for Him in higher, purer speech, and our ideas will enlarge and deepen, and our judgment become more sound and trustworthy, while our testimony will have more of life and assurance. We are not to cultivate the language of the earthy and be so familiar with the conversation of men that the language of Canaan will be new and unfamiliar to us. We are to learn in the school of Christ, yet it is manifest that many are satisfied with very limited experience in spiritual things, for they reveal but little knowledge of spiritual things in their prayers and testimonies. There is less good judgment manifested in matters concerning our eternal interests than in matters concerning our earthly temporal affairs. Christians are to be faithful students in the school of Christ, ever learning more of heaven, more of the words and will of God, more of the truth and how to use faithfully the knowledge that they have gained. The chief requisite of language is that it be pure and kind and true, the outward expression of an inward grace. The best school for this language study is the home. Kind words are as dew and gentle showers to the soul. The Scripture says of Christ that grace was poured into His lips, that He might know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And the Lord bids us, "Let your speech be always with grace, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." When the heart is pure, rich treasure of wisdom will flow forth.